Yo, what up, it's your boy the Cypher, and welcome to a segment I would like to call Why I Said. This is just me breaking down certain things I say online, be it on Facebook or be it on Twitter. I've discovered that a lot of people don't understand why I say certain stuff, and for the past 2 days I've been receiving backlash for saying that Enzo's content might be worth millions, and also saying that Zimbabwean record labels don't know shit about A&R and PR. So, the breakdown. Let me tell you why I say that Enzo's shit might be worth millions. Not now per se, but in the near future, his records might be worth millions in streams, because the streaming game is going to change. These record labels are not going to be taking peanuts forever. You dig? So it's gonna force the streaming platforms to pay more to the artists for them to upload their music on those platforms, because there are a lot of record labels with the ability to create their own streaming platforms, and those record labels have a lot of rights to a lot of music, and they are gonna take all that music and upload it on their platforms, and it's gonna piss off platforms like Spotify and all these other platforms. So these other platforms will be forced to like adjust and pay out more to artists. So streaming is not gonna be like what it is now. It's going to change, and in the near future artists are going to earn for sure from streaming. Why I say that Enzo's content is worth millions in the long run, it is, if he gets his copyright game on point and he gets to like revoke most of the bad decisions he's made in his career. His content is solid. He has hits. He's been making hits for the past 3 years, no doubt. You dig? It's only that in Zimbabwe people don't really stream music like people do in other countries. But Enzo's music should be like above a million streams by now. You dig? So yeah. Yo, issue number two. Why I say that Zimbabwean record labels don't know what A&R and PR is. The basic fact is, these record labels don't create brands. They don't create an image for the artist. They just like allow artists to like do whatever they feel like doing, post whatever they feel like posting, and that's it. They don't know, they don't groom an artist, they don't add value to the brand of an artist. What they do is just find an artist who's well established, give him a beat, a mic, and a producer, and that's it. A lot of record labels were like, yo man, you're bashing us, but you don't understand the fact that we don't have money. But creating a Facebook account that already exists, that you're already posting shit, costs $0, because you already have the Facebook account, right? You have people with proper smartphones around you. Technology has made it easier for artists to create. You dig? So as a record label, you need to find ways, unorthodox ways of utilizing technology and creating and building a brand. If you're a record label and you have 3, 4, 5 artists that are signed to your record label, those artists should be able to follow your guidelines in terms of grooming that talent, in terms of growing their brand and giving them a platform. You dig? If you sign an artist, you need to put it in your contract like, yo, we are going to do this pertaining to your PR. We are going to help you in this way. Because we all know that in Zimbabwe, record labels can't give artists advances, no. But what they can give you is a stable place where you can consistently make records, and also they can give you guidance and creative ideas. Those are the things that I'm talking about. They should be an A&R team, not for one artist, like having each artist should have their team. No, you can have like 2 to 3 people who you like consult when you want to make a certain decision.
as a manager or as a record label owner. And running a record label is not about you. It's not about Boss Kawara. It's not about Dharma. You dig? It's not about the one who's sponsoring that label. It's about the artists that are within that label. Because that label is built by the artist, right? As a brand. And those artists also need to be built by that label. So they should be like a certain coordination between the brand of an artist and the brand of a label. I'd like to say that Chillspot Records have built a good brand in terms of being a record label. And unfortunately, a few guys from that record label benefit from their A&R, their public relations stance and marketing stance. And Levels, Fantan are two of the guys from that label that have really created nice, dope brands. You dig, they've built their brands. And it's not all about money. Levels and Fantan have not created a following because they have money. It's because they are talented guys who know where to put their money, who know where to invest their time. You dig? So as a record label, you need to guide artists like, yo bro, we are deleting these pictures, they are bad for your image, we are uploading this, we are going to upload things in this direction, we are going to do this show, we are not going to do this show because it does not associate with your brand, we are going to like sell merch, we are going to do this in terms of the merch, this is going to be the design. Sit down, make decisions, don't just rush things. As an independent artist, you need to have like 4 or 5 people, create a small group. Like, this is you guys, I don't want you to be my managers, I don't need a manager right now, but I want you to be the guys that give me creative ideas and guide me. Send your ideas to those guys, let them break it down for you. People you trust, people who you know that these people will give me constructive criticism. Talk to those guys, let them like guide you. You dig? A&R people be like, yo, Zimbabweans don't have money, that's why these record labels don't like operate in a certain way. No bro, as long as you have a mic, studio monitors, an LCD, a condenser or whatever you need to record records, just make the records, devise a creative way to like distribute those records, make sure people get to hear about those records, engage with bloggers, engage with the smaller guys. Don't, even if they don't want to play you on radio, make sure that your visual presentation on YouTube, your visual presentation on Instagram, TikTok is on point. Just by using the hashtag Zimbabwean TikTokers on TikTok, that hashtag can get you 100 viewers. Imagine what it can do if you are consistent. It's all about having a strategy of how to utilize these online platforms in creating a dope brand, and that's where the A&R and public relations teams come in. It's not about money. These days, public relations is done online. We are in the COVID-19 era. Nobody's going to shows and shouting like, yo, my name is Delroy. You are out here online saying, yeah, follow me, I'm Delroy. You dig? Utilize those online platforms, create shows, make your own live shows. You don't need people to attend your show now to create a show. You have a huge brand. Let's say you're somebody like Nati, or you decide to do like a live session. You do a live session, get promoters to promote your live session. Tell them, yo, my live session is gonna be like above 10k easy. People, I'll have 10,000 views on my live session. If you sponsor my live session, I'll advertise your brand there. That's you reaching out to 10,000 people. Convince the brands, engage with the brands, get the money. If you think public relations is all about the money, get the money, invest that money. I know it's not easy because a lot of Zimbabwean corporates don't trust Zimbabwean artists and their record labels, but it's time we start to like create that certain engagement between brands and artists, and valuing an artist and creating a brand for an artist.
this has been another episode of me telling you why I said that. Just a small podcast where I get to break down why I say certain things about certain things and why I review certain aspects of the entertainment industry. Signing out.